sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins. I'm the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team at Movers Real Estate Company. And my license number is 47388. In studio with me today, I want you guys to call and ask a question from Gary, because I've got Gary Thornton from Crown Foundation and Concrete Raising. So if you've got concrete that's kind of slipping away, do you want to go? Do you, Gary? Do you want to go into that song, "Sliding Away"?
Yeah, I do know that.
or if you've got cracks and you think you want to, you think you probably better have a person with experience, a little savvy about the foundations in Oklahoma, come out and look at it. Gary's your person. Gary, do you have a license number?
No.
Is it
2234 actually, but that was many, many years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. So,
that says I was one of the oldest.
I know.
Or I am one of the oldest.
There you go.
How did that happen?
And the thing is, if you've been around a long time, there's some people in our industry of real estate that have been around a long time, but haven't done all that much business. So your age doesn't always mean experience. Would you agree with that?
I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah.
Because if you enjoy your field, if you enjoy what you're doing, and you study, and you research, and you learn, and you practice, then you probably do know quite a bit for your age. But if you just sit there and make a living day to day and bah humbug, then maybe you haven't learned so much. And so I love what I do.
You know, I teach a couple continuing education courses that are the Oklahoma Real Estate Commission approved for CEs.
Good.
And when people come to these courses, I ask them, who in here has a designation? And I expect everybody's hand to go up. And what's turned out is the stuff I teach isn't for really beginners. It's for people who've done the business for a while. So you don't get very many first-time realtors in there. But I'm shocked that people – I had a broker of 11 years, been a broker 11 years, that did not have one designation behind her name. Now, what does that mean? Means you haven't learned. You passed your test and you went out there and started practicing. And it's incredible how much you can learn if you go out looking for it. So what kind of education do you get in your business?
Well, I go to the I went to the School of Mines at Golden, Colorado, and I continue going to their courses for continuing education with some of the top people in the world, and I get to hobnob with them. In fact, I've been around them for so long, I get to go to dinner with them.
Oh, wow. Is that because you pay, Gary?
Oh, and I get good discount prices.
There you go.
But I love it. I enjoy it. I stay on top of there's a lot about chemicals in this business, and there's a lot about geology in this business, and a tremendous amount of equipment changes over the years, the development of processes. So I enjoy it very much, and I've been very fortunate to work what I've enjoyed for 44 years.
There you go. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
And again, if you hadn't done any business in that amount of time, or say you had only done like 5 jobs a year, first of all, you wouldn't have stayed in business, right?
No way.
But you also would not have had much experience doing it, just because you've been around for a long time. So being around a long time and working a volume business, yours are different, I'll bet you. I'll bet every job is just a little bit different.
Every job is a little bit different, and you don't learn, you really don't learn your career until you run into problems. And it's solving those problems is where you learn. So you can go in there, you can go in with an education, and there's a lot of engineers out there with an education, but they don't have the hands-on, so they don't know how to fix something. Whereas I get the hands-on, and I've learned tremendous amounts about my business. And that's not to brag. That's because I love my field.
Right.
So,
do you know I learned something this week? And I don't know, you probably know this because you live out that direction. I went out on a listing that was like 9,200, something like that, on Waterloo Road. And I said, so that would be just west of County Line. And I'm glad I asked that question. I was unaware that Waterloo Road started numbering from I-35. Everybody else kind of starts from Santa Fe, I think. But that was, no, it would be just west of Meridian. Just west of Meridian is 9,200 on Waterloo Road. Did you know that?
I knew you were going to be lost.
So I'm glad I asked the question.
That's why I use my GPS. It knows a whole lot more than I know.
Well, the GPS doesn't work, they said. They said, don't rely on your GPS because it'll take you way off out somewhere else because it isn't set up quite right. Well, there's not very many residences themselves on Waterloo Road. But the thing is I learned something new. I was so excited. I went around and told everybody in the office.
Becky, you are the most learned individual in your industry that I have ever met. And I'm not saying that to give you a big, big ego, but I know that you've spent tremendous amounts of time learning your field, working. I know you train other realtors. You help other realtors, young realtors who don't even work for you.
Well,
and that's wonderful.
Well, I love doing
it. That shows a love of the industry.
Yeah, I do love what I do, and I think that we... every now and then I will tell another realtor, I'll say, well, we need to be really careful about this. And they say something very flippant, like, you know, not giving it much value of our input. And I look at them and I go, we charge 6% of the price of the house. They deserve good quality professionalism. I mean, they need the knowledge. They need to know exactly what is happening and on their transaction. So I appreciate that. I talked to another very learned guy yesterday. I had a situation in my office come up. So I have my kind of confidant in the real estate business who's an attorney and a real estate broker and runs an office. So I called, I talked to him, and I just said, hey, I think everything here is right. It's a complicated situation I've not had come up before. I want to run this past you. And it's good to have somebody. And I got to thinking, he was not readily available. So I asked, I thought, who else could I talk to that would really know this? Couldn't think of anybody else that would really know the ins and outs of this. Because it was more of a legal question. Well, contract law, basically, and the real estate industry. But he sure did help me out.
Well, you have to have a source. You have to have an individual or individuals. And that's where I'm very fortunate. I have people like Donald Bruce, who Dr. Bruce is one of the top in the nation as far as the type of work that we do. He stabilizes dams. He was very much involved in Louisiana when they had when they lost all their levees. James Warner, who was one of the best, and Vandermeer, Denver Grouting, was one of the top in the world, and I still hobnob with them. I went to Sam's wedding in Denver, and it's wonderful to have sources because I can get on the phone if I have a problem and I can say, hey, Dr. Bruce, I've run into this. What do you think? What do you know?
And you always have your own opinion, right, first. I mean, like, I had my – I said, well, here's the situation. And here is what – because I know he would want me to tell him what I thought. And I said, here's what I think needs to happen and what I think is within the law and what I think is ethical and moral. However, I sure would like to hear your take on this. And luckily, he said, you're 100% correct. I was going,
there you go.
Okay, now my head's big.
No, no.
Just knowing your craft, right?
That's
right. We're going to talk a little bit about knowing your craft when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move on News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker, Movers Real Estate Company. If you want to ask a question about real estate, just call. It's 405, of course, because we're here in central Oklahoma, 840-1000, 840-1000. And I invite my realtor friends to call. I know some of you are up and listen and call in because, like I've always said, I am not the only good realtor out there. There's plenty of good realtors out there. So there's some that don't know their business too well, too. So I'll help you find a good realtor. How's that?
Well, you know, what I've found, Becky, not to criticize anybody, but sometimes there's real estate folks out there that are just listing agents.
Uh-huh.
And they come out and they list your property, and then you never see them again.
Are you talking about me?
No, ma'am.
No.
But I've experienced that.
Well, the thing is, nowadays also, like, teams work together. And later in the show, I'll tell you about my team and how it works together because we all have our specific jobs. My job is to list property. And so I'm the rainmaker. I bring in the business and then I supervise my team. It's a very well-oiled machine.
Have you ever sold a house by yourself?
Well, yeah, a few. I know my goal each year is zero buyers because with taking care of my team and listing property, it's hard to find time to take buyers out to show them property. So I have three great buyers agents, and go over what they are going to be seeing. I'm involved in the whole thing. It's just I don't get in the car and take them out. Now, I've never reached my goal, by the way, of zero buyers. The least I've ever done, I think, is three buyers.
Well, I think I've met you out on the properties a few times.
Yes, I know you have. Yeah. I know you have. We are talking with Gary Thornton of Crown Foundation and Concrete Raising. And we just call it Crown Foundation typically. And, Gary, I'm going to ask you a question. We're going to talk to Dean Riddell here for a second, but I want to ask you a question. Did you always plan to be a concrete raiser and a foundation lifter, stabilizer, or did you have a previous career?
Well, I served in the military, and
man after my own heart, served
yes,
in the military.
You have
Thank you.
There. Yes.
Thank you.
And when I came out of the military, I had no idea that I'd be lifting houses, but one day, I had a little old lady call me. I didn't know her, and I don't know how she got my name, but she said, I have a problem with my house, and I don't know who to call. And she said, I don't trust anybody. And then I said, ma'am, I don't do this type of work. And she said, she started crying.
Oh.
And she said, I think she was about 80 years old, and she was just so nervous, so scared. And I said, well, I don't do this kind of work, but I'll come look at it. And that was my first foundation job, and that was 44 years ago.
Wow.
That's how I got into it. Up until that day, I really hadn't considered it.
Hmm.
But my hobbies and my education were such that I was able to step in and understand a lot about what was going on beneath the surface and our rock formations and our where you had to go to get stable supports. So it kind of fit like a glove, and I got into it, and I did a little more studying and learning, and I used to be skinny.
Oh.
Yeah, I could crawl under those houses, and even even with the smallest crawl space. I don't crawl under them anymore.
But you've got people who do.
I have people who do.
Yeah.
And they're very good at what they do.
So.
Just like your people.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to train to be sure they know exactly not only what to do, but when to ask you questions. Teach them that they don't know everything, and nor do I, but know when to have the judgment to know when to go forward with your own skills or when you need help.
And they know when they need help, and they do come. And if I don't have the answers, we study it together. We figure it out. We make it work.
Right.
And we've done that for many, many years. But I'm going to ask you a question, Becky.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask you a question. You never get to talk about yourself outside of your immediate real estate business. But what got you in the real estate business?
Do you know something? I was wanting to buy a house, and I called and called and called different realtors from the newspaper. Back then, it was before internet, so I would look in the newspaper and I'd go, oh, that one looks good, and I would call. Nobody would call me back. And then I would call another one. Nobody would call me back. And it was one of the most absurd moments of my life, frankly. I thought, why aren't these people calling me back? Now, in fairness to the realtors, no, it wasn't fair to the realtors, of the realtors, but I was kind of buying low end, so there wasn't a lot of upside commission for these realtors that work on a percentage. However, the thing is, it was everything to me. It's all I could afford to buy, and so to me, it was everything, and no one would call me back. And I thought, well, how long does it take to become a realtor? I would call somebody back. And so I went to real estate school, and it didn't take very long because I'm a student. I love to go to school, love to learn things. So it was like taking one college class is a, well, something like that, maybe two college classes. Like I say, I could do that in my sleep because I have a lot of college and graduate school under my belt. But so I went ahead and took the test and went to work. My husband took the test with me and took the school. And we went to L.B. Graham's real estate school back in the day.
I remember them.
Remember, his brother was a judge. And so... that's kind of how I got started, is knowing that I could provide better service than what was out there and help people that even weren't buying at a high level. Thank you for listening, but don't turn that dial, because we're coming back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. I'm here with Gary Thornton of Crown Foundation. If you want to call Gary outside the show, it's 721-5155. 721-5155. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to let you know whether you got just an old worn out roof or whether you got weather damage. You can trust them to handle your full insurance claim. They will take care of replacing the broken windows, the window screens, the paint. They will take care of everything on an insurance claim. And I know that particularly in Edmond, we've got a lot of insurance claims going on right now. So I'm going to give you the number. Write this down. Keep it by your phone so that when the next hailstorm or wind comes by your house, you will know who to call. It is 728-3700. Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Our word of the day today is career. Career, huh? Well, what is a career? It's an occupation undertaken for a significant period of a person's life and with opportunity for progress. So career, kind of a chosen field of work.
Well, that sounds right.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't just step into it for a week or two and then step out of it. You have to associate with whatever it is you're doing for a lot of years.
Right.
To be called a career.
Yeah. So, and we were talking about a career before we took our break and talking about how I just entered this career. Now, I had a previous career. I was a social worker.
Wow.
I know.
That's quite an adjustment or quite a change.
Do you know it wasn't, Gary, at all, because real estate, I do more social work in real estate than I ever did as a professional social worker. I just don't have the government breathing down my neck about what to do quite so much. I can actually help people make their decisions by giving them education and options along the way. So,
well, I'm going to brag on you a little bit, Becky.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody listen up. Okay.
I've known you for many, many years.
Many decades, we might say.
Yes.
Okay.
Decades. And I've watched you grow. I've watched you develop your business, your office, your people. You're a progressive. We're not supposed to say progressive much anymore, but
I said that once when I first started my radio show. I said something about I'm a progressive, and everybody, it was like, holy cow. I wasn't speaking politically.
We're not talking politically progressive. We're talking industry progressive.
Moving forward instead of looking back.
You are always moving forward and taking your experiences with you and teaching others from your experience and your knowledge and your education. And I get a kick out of watching you develop and the people that you advertise with and the people that recommend you are certainly top in the nation. And you don't get that way by laying in bed past 8 o'clock in the morning. And I know you don't do that. I know you're always up and running early to late.
And late.
To late.
Right?
Yes.
We've got a phone call. Could we take a phone call? Okay. Good morning, David.
Hey, Miss Ivins. Always enjoy your show.
You
know,
thank you.
You peaked a phone call for me when you said people won't call you back. My question to you is, I want someone maybe to possibly lay some sod, fill in a few holes, maybe give me some recommendations on what I need to do with my yard and kind of get my yard revitalized. Who in the world do you recommend that is, number one, competent, quality, and will call me back and or show up? And let me hang up so that way I can
Hang on a second, because I always have to get more information.
Okay.
So, David, are you needing like a horticulturist? Do you have a difficult problem to solve, or do you need just somebody to, you know what needs to be done and you need good labor?
Pretty much, yeah, because we just had a new irrigation system installed. And, you know, I know the dirt and mud will settle down some, but I need somebody, instead of me going and renting one, you know, I call it a sod leveler. It's that big round drum that you roll across.
Mm-hmm, the roller.
So kind of level it down. And then I've got some spots that are bare. You know, the reason I'm doing this is I don't have a truck, and I hate to put this in my SUV, all this stuff, and get it all muddy and dirty. And I just thought, well, is there anybody that you would recommend and just to come out and give me a quote, or say, come out and say, you know what, I really don't do that. Thank you. That's it.
Gary, do you have a suggestion for David? David, now be sure and give your information to Mr. Gannon. Oh, never mind. You can call back and give it to him, and Casa Pericos will send you a lunch certificate.
David, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can get the materials you need from Minique Materials. They have fine, great topsoil, and I'm sure you could get it delivered by a pickup, and they'll give you what you need.
Wheelbarrow it wherever you're going.
Then you can wheelbarrow it, and then you can get your barrel and roll it. And I don't think it'd be too difficult
but
to do.
But if you're wanting labor to do that, I'm not going to give his number out over the air because I have a lot of properties that he takes care of, and I don't want to overload him. But, David, if you will call my office, I will give you my I call him my yard guy. He does a lot more. He trims up my trees. He takes care of three different commercial properties for me. He takes care of lots of yards, and he just knows what he's doing, and he's reasonably priced. I get bids on stuff like this all the time for clients. I'll go, you know, this erosion over here beside your driveway. Any buyer, my theory in the real estate industry is that people don't mind buying a project, but they don't want to buy a problem. Erosion could be a project, but really is a problem. Most people don't know what to do about stuff like that. So I do have my guy that I depend on, and I'm going to give that to you if you call my office. 722-3232, 722-3232. You can call today, and there's a cell phone number on there where you can call Deb Hsu, who takes care of my calls on weekends, and she will text me and with your number, and I'll call you back. So, Gary Thornton, Crown Foundation, tell me what caused you to go into your business. You helped somebody.
I helped a little old lady.
You
little,
helped?
An elderly lady.
Elderly lady.
Yes.
Okay.
And
then it just kind of grew from there. You thought, I could do this. I could help other people.
It did. And that was back in the old days. Becky, we did things a whole lot different than we do today. And we developed techniques, we developed equipment, we developed driving systems to drive the steel, we developed hydraulic systems. And I mean, since I began in the industry, I was one of, I believe, two people here at the time, two companies. And now we've seen quite a few people come into the industry, and we've seen quite a few of those people leave the industry. But it just was something that I enjoyed. I like to figure out problems. I like to design equipment to do the job that I need done. I have a gentleman that works with me. We have a shop. We have developed a lot of equipment. We did some work for the Union Pacific Railroad, and it was very heavy work, and we had never done it before, and we had to have specialized equipment to get measurements. It was very difficult, and I remember one night I went to bed, and I had a dream, and I saw exactly how to design this equipment so that it would get me the measurements that I needed. I got up the next morning, I went to my shop, we built it, and it worked. And I've used it six times for six different projects for the railroad. So it worked outstanding. But that's the part I like, is the problem solving. I enjoy it very much.
And I will tell you, you've got an engineer's mind of how to solve the problem. So if you were working for another company, you would be a systems engineer. Because a systems engineer is an engineer who knows what other engineers to call onto the job to solve the problem.
Well, that's right, Becky.
There you go. Well, we're going to return with our smoking hot deals right after this, so stay tuned with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. So, Gary, what else do you have to say?
Becky.
Yes, sir.
I've known you for a long time.
Yes, you have.
But you know what? We've never got into personal conversations. It's always been about business. So I want to learn some of your background. I'm interested.
Okay.
I have some questions for you. May I ask?
Sure.
You were in social services.
Uh-huh.
What did you do there?
Well, the first year I was a social worker, I determined eligibility of clients to get what we used to call at the time welfare checks. That was in Caddo County. And then I was in Grady County doing the same thing for a year. Then I moved up to Oklahoma County and determined disabilities for Social Security. I love medical things. Three sisters and my mother, all nurses. I was the one that didn't go into nursing. However, I can talk medical to them because I've had a lot of training medically in determining disabilities. But my dream job was that of a juvenile parole officer. I took kids that had already been adjudicated as in need of supervision or delinquent. And once they got out of a facility, kid prison, it was my job to supervise them while they were on parole, and I loved it.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you another question.
Okay.
What abilities did you bring with you when you got into the real estate business? How did that background help you?
Well, that's a great question to start with. It wasn't skill so much as just an innate caring about people. I always cared about people. I'm one of seven siblings. I've got three brothers and three sisters. And learning to get along with people was not an option when I grew up. You had to get along with people. But the thing is I'm not sure, but what creates that in a person, but the empathy, I think, creates a great service person. And as much as people say you're in real estate sales, I'm in real estate service. It is not I've never sold anybody anything in real estate. I've shown them their options and serviced the transaction.
And I've watched you do that. And yeah. I've worked with a lot of your clients that have bragged on you.
Oh.
Yes, because you were... It was a clean sale. You tied up all the loose ends to help them, advise them, or suggested to them what they might want to do. And I do hear a lot of good things. I heard some good things about you yesterday.
Oh, well, I love that.
It was very good. And it was folks that actually they were a bit timid. They like to deal with people they feel secure with. And you were the person that they dealt with because they dealt with you previously. And they told me that story while I was sitting there in their house.
Well, later today, you're going to have to tell me who that was because that would be, I would have to call and thank them for their kind words.
Well, I will.
Okay. Well, Gary Thornton, you are with Crown Foundation, and I will tell you, what we hope to do here on our radio show is not an infomercial. It is just educating folks about there's more to the foundation business than just selling peers, right?
Yes, and there's more to the real estate business than just selling houses.
There you go. So, my friend Gary Thornton, if you have cracks, if you've got a sidewalk that needs to be leveled up, give us a call. Give him a call at 721-5155. Call my office for any other help or if you need a referral, and that is at 722-3232. I thank you for listening to us. I hope you tune in next week again with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.